Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bruce Katz joins us from Fox 8. Bruce, good afternoon.
Hey there, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good. I can imagine what all of you are feeling at Fox 8.
Yeah, it's a pretty somber time. Nancy was pretty much the matriarch of the newsroom. She's been here for so long. So many friends, it's family. You know, Scoot, when you work in the business, you work somewhere long enough that, you know, it really becomes a second extended family. And
yeah,
you learn about your problems and your family and your situation and watch the kids grow up. And, Nancy was just, as everybody's been saying, she was just a genuine person. And what we knew of her as a person in person, where many people as a viewer may not have known her, they're actually picking up the vibe of exactly the way she was, as if they did know her in person, because she was always kind, always open to talk to people, and she never judged anybody. I mean, I don't care who you were. She was always willing to help, and also she wanted to tell this story that a lot of people didn't want to tell. And unfortunately, the tragedy happened, and, Fox 8 is just, right now, We're down in the dumps, and it's going to take some time.
Bruce, Friday before the 5 o'clock news, after my show, between the end of my show and the 5 o'clock news on Fox 8, I had learned from a source that it was indeed Nancy Parker. So I knew that Kim Holden and Lee Zurich had to know as well. And I could read their faces. That had to be such a difficult newscast for them to do.
It was.
Because they hadn't announced it at that point.
Right. We knew it. I was actually on vacation, and my GM called me and said, I want you to hear this from me before you hear it from anyone else. We probably knew a good hour and a half in reporting where, out of the respect of, next of kin, mm-hmm, and the investigation and everything, Rob Masson, one of our reporters, Amanda Roberts, they're on the scene. And,
imagine.
We know what plane she went up in. We knew the time she took off. We knew the crash happened, a half a mile from the airport. And to know that it's one of your own, in which every day we report about what we say other people or other people in their situations, this was a family member. And the work that the station did, and I was screaming it at, from vacation, how they held it up was just incredible. I mean, we have an incredible team here, professionalism, and you're right, Scoot. I could see the somber faces. I know these people because they're family, and as I'm watching, I can see Lee, and I can see Kim, and I can see Liz Reyes and Shelley Brown. I can see the pain, and more so even with Rob Masson, who was basically, a half a block from the crash. And at that point, you're right, we couldn't say anything, but we knew it. And this team just stepped up to the plate. And this is what we do. And it's tragic, but that's what we do.
Well, and this is just a reminder that, the media is not the enemy of the people. And local media do a great job. And I think sometimes people don't realize how difficult it is to be in that business. And you can imagine Rob Masson or anybody, on the scene knowing who it is, and that's the story you have to cover.
Right. A family member, a mom, a husband, a wonderful person. She has reached out to so many people, with the St. Jude Dream Home. She spearheads that every year. And, we're one of the top markets in the United States that raises money locally with our Dream Home. And Nancy took that as a major project to help kids. And she has so many accolades that we just had a station meeting around an hour ago that you can't go on because it would take all day to tell what she was involved in and what she did and the people she met and the people she touched and the people that she did not know and the people that did not know her, just from all the different responses on social media, it's as if Scoot, they knew her, because that's the Nancy that we know.
Well, and that's the quality that she had, and not everybody on television has that quality of reaching out and making you feel like you know them and they know you. So this has got to be a tough time at Fox 8, and I'm getting texts here that says, please give my condolences to the broadcasting family, and so I'll give that to you. I mean, my condolences and thoughts and prayers. I said a prayer for her in church yesterday, and her family and her kids. Husband said a prayer for her at church yesterday, and, you know, at this point, that's all I can do. But, you know, the other thing, Bruce, is I think one thing that we can all do is learn from Nancy. And, you know, maybe God wanted this to happen for a reason. And maybe we're supposed to learn to be better people because of who she was and how she did what she did. We should all be more genuine. We should all be more like Nancy.
Right. Well, her husband, Glenn, on a closing note, Scoot, I worked with him at another local TV station for 16 years, and, you know, I've been friends with them for many, many years. And what Glenn put out today is that when he went to his pastor and he said, why me? Yeah. Why Nancy? And what he said was, she was on loan to you. You didn't own her. She was on loan. And eventually, when things are loaned to you, you have to give them back. And I never really thought of it that way. And on the air, I actually brought that up, that same thing that Glenn wrote. And it's a really interesting concept of, she was gone way too young, but for whatever reason, she was called back. Yeah. And as tragic as it is, you may be right, Scoot. It may be just, she was put here for the lessons and the beautiful children she has and the beautiful wife and, you know, the beautiful daughter. It's just hard to wrap your head around. But, you know, I want to tell everybody out there who have called the newsroom, the memorial in front of our station is growing. And, you know, just to give a big thank you. You know, this is not about competition. This is not about getting out there and, you know, using this. I mean, Nancy was, she was just a family member. She was just a lovely person. And the people that have reached out and the beautiful things that have been said, from the emails to the phone calls, believe it. You know, Fox 8 is really reading everything that you guys write, on top of it's helping to ease the pain. And, you know, we really, really appreciate it. We're a part of the community. Yeah. Many of us grew up here, and, you know, it does not go unnoticed.
And Bruce, people touch our hearts, but sometimes people leave their fingerprints.
Right.
And Nancy Parker had that ability. I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and feelings with us, and thanks for calling in.
Absolutely, Scoot.
All
Take
right.
care.
All right, Bruce Katz from Fox 8.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.